Sir, Mr. Langford?
Yes.
Can you hear me? How can you? Can you hear me clearly, sir?
No.
How's that, Mr. Langford? Is that any better? Okay, if it's at some point you're not clearly hearing me, sir, please let me know, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, can you just state the full name, the ADC number, for us, for the record?
Andrew Michael Langford.
Okay, so you're there
for... 278, ADC number 289-339.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm sorry for cutting you off, too. So you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next to him, to my immediate left, is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Rittenhouse, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, Mr. Langford, while you're not talking, can you hold the phone down a little bit from the mic, because we can hear you breathing and we can't hear anything else. Okay, thank you. Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that binds you on this voice hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Mr. Langford, do you
know? I'm not sure.
Okay, it says on July 3rd of 2018, you signed the notification form for this board's hearing. You recall that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney or you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself today, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Also with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Langford, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Okay?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on the warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Maricopa Reentry Center 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on April 27, 2018, as verbally directed on April 25, 2018. The figures whereabouts are under all bases of summary from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Langford, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agree.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Mr. Neal. Agreed. Mr. Quinones. Agreed. Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, Mr. Langford, and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Langford was released from ADC custody on 2-5-2018 and arrested on 6-15-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6-15-2018 with an adjusted CCD of 9-22-2018 with 49 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. This is the second term in ADC. What is CUIR score of 2-3? Mental health score of 2, substance use score of 3. No STD information. Prior term to supervision, 2014 TIS release, absconding for 69 days, was arrested and revoked by the OBC. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2009 DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2011 endangerment, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2011 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2012 marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2012 DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2015 disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. STD score of G5 to D5.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Langford, I see that when you were released from prison on February 5th, you approved to reside at 2727 East University, lot number 133 in Tempe, Arizona. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says you referred to the medical skills center. Were you working during that period of time?
No, sir. It's a disability.
Okay. You were referred to TAPS for random urinalysis testing under the color code of gray. It says that on March 13th, you were positive for meth. Then you didn't do a sample on March 19th. And then on April 16th, you was positive for methamphetamines. It just says positive for amphetamines. Looks like on March 19th, you were referred to the library for substance abuse treatment and then placed on increased parole officer contact 2 times per month until following notice because of the recent relapse with meth on about March 13th. On April 3rd, you were staffed by the senior parole officer in regards to your continued use of meth, and then you were directed to attend the Lightwell and scheduled to remain or increase parole officer contacts to 2 times per month to bother notice. Looks like on April 23rd, you were staffed by your parole officer due to positive urine sample. On April 16th, with methamphetamine, you admitted to the use of drugs, and on April 16th, allowed you to submit a urine on August 16th. You wanted to have with your drug addiction. You said you wanted to have with your drug addiction. And then you were sent to the MIC for 7 days, pending placement at an ITS program to deal with your drug use. Informed violation was resolved with a different sanctions. So why didn't you go to the program, sir? Complete the program.
I did show up to the program for 2 days. I was discharged due to my health, my medical situation. I went and saw this girl supervisor on that. Took her all my documents, my court dates, my doctor's appointments, and everything. She called was going to call down to the MRC program, trying to touch base with them and let them know that I had several doctor's appointments to see what we could do about it. They gave me 2 days to take care of all my doctor's appointments, and then I had to report back in there Friday. I took care of everything I had to take care of, and then Friday when I had to report back in there, I went in and saw the senior parole officer and explained to her that I still have several doctor's appointments. You know, what am I supposed to do? And she said just go ahead and report back to me by 5, and that they would take care of it for sure. You know, she would make sure that no matter what, that I wouldn't miss my appointments, and I was supposed to go back down there by 5 o'clock and never showed up.
Why didn't you go back down there, sir?
I had a lot of financial stuff going on. I had my doctor's appointments, my health, my, you know, I didn't want to, you know, miss my appointments at the burn clinic. I'm a burn victim. I got burned 50% of my body less than 2 years ago, and I have a physical therapy. I have some doctor's appointments at the Maricopa County Burn Clinic. You know, said in February when I got out, I got out of the water. And my life for myself, and I had it in 15 years. I got settlement for the burns, and I bought a house, and I bought a vehicle, and got my license back. I paid off all my fines, warrants, court fees, everything. I was just overwhelmed, started using again,
So what drug were you using, sir? Was there... What drug were you using?
Meth.
So what were you doing when you were contacted by Phoenix PD, sir?
Nothing. I was actually at a house. I was doing really well. I was with my family. I had a two-year-old daughter. I took care of and provided for them out there very well. I was at home with the family, and they were in the neighborhood and called my name, and so they weren't looking for me or anything.
So why did the phone stop you, sir? Why did you come in contact with them?
My license plate on my vehicle is in my name. They were looking for somebody else. They told me that they weren't looking for me. They were just writing my plate and wearing my name and asking me if I was aware that I had a parole warrant. And I told them yes, and so they were sitting in my name on my warrant.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. There are no additional questions coming from the board. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up upon a conclusion of the hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Langford, the board's getting ready to go into discussion. As we go into discussion, sir, I want you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board is in discussion, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We will make a decision while we're in discussion whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision and get back with you. Mr. Langford was released, and after he was released, he was doing good, but he had continued use of drug problems with meth. His PO tried to put him in a program, and he was supposed to return to go on the program, and he didn't return. Stayed out on the street for 49 days, and during this time, he was also doing meth. He does have a 2014 where he had another TIS release, and he was absconded for 69 days, so he does know the importance of maintaining the relationship and contacting his PO. He will be released in a couple of months on September 22nd of 2018. So I think it would be best if Mr. Langford goes ahead and complete the time that he has left remaining, hope to participate in any drug programs that they have there. And then when he gets out, hopefully have his stuff together where he won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement that have to come back and put his board again. That is my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Langford. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or companies. He had resorted to relapse if he's abandoned. He wasn't absconded for 49 days. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second Mr. Hill, agreed Mr. Quinones, and agreed Mr. Rick, Ms. Redhouse. Sir, Mr. Langford? Sir, the board is going to revoke your community supervision. You can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. You will be released on September 22nd of 2018. That's a couple of months away, sir. Hopefully you will work on any drug program that you can participate in while incarcerated. Work with your CO3 to see about a program when you get out so that you won't be on any drugs and you'll be able to be a productive citizen, sir, not have any negative law. Contact with law enforcement and not have to ever come back before this board again. Mr. Langford, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in this program. Could you please put the CO3 on the line? Do not hang up the phone and set the phone down for the next person.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.